Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, and that it was good. These are the first words of the Bible, the very first story that names God as the creator of the whole world, the one who spoke the world into being, beginning with light to shine in the darkness of chaos. The whole thing started with a word from God. When John sat down to tell the story of Jesus, he must have had these words from Genesis in mind when he wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." For John, the story of Jesus is a new beginning, the dawn of a new creation. The coming of Jesus changes everything. And John is very clear, Jesus, that one who is coming into the world is God, the very same God who spoke light into being, the very same Spirit who moved over the waters of chaos and got to work. Jesus, the eternal Word of God, is the light of the world. Jesus comes into the shadowed and scary places in our lives, the murky places where we struggle to see, struggle to understand, and shines his light. Darkness is feeling especially dark these days. It is the winter solstice, after all, the longest night of the year. And while for many it's a time of celebration, for many it is also a time of grief and struggle, and I think often both of those things at once, right? We're celebrating as our tears fall. It is also especially a dark time in our country, with stories of gun violence, and around the world, in the aftermath of an anti-Semitic shooting in Australia on the first night of Hanukkah. Hate speech is growing, enabled by speech from the White House, speech which demeans and denies the personhood of other people. This past week, the House of Representatives moved to deny gender-affirming care to transgender youth across the country. Such action and the rhetoric around it is painful and even life-threatening for LGBTQ youth and their families. Speech from the highest levels of government has called people garbage, has used slurs to refer to our differently abled siblings. I saw a particularly poignant video this last week in which dozens of people with Down syndrome shared the message that words matter and that words can hurt. Speech and action which demeans and dehumanizes people is not acceptable to us as Christians, because we know that all people are created good in the image of God. And yet, light shines in neighborhoods and in communities of faith around the country. Grassroots movements of neighbors in Chicago and Charlotte gather to warn and protect neighbors from ICE, or at least to bear witness to illegal actions. I hear from pastors in different parts of the country about their presence and participation in protests. Even to the point of an acquaintance who was arrested for praying in front of the ICE facility in Chicago. In Minneapolis, a group of pastors gathered to create a video affirming the dignity of the Somali people in their community and all minority peoples. This is light shining in the darkness of bigotry and violence. Anytime we speak up against illegal detention, we shine a light. Anytime we give time or money to resist corruption and illegal action of their government, to insist that people of all races and languages are welcome in this country, that no one is garbage, but each person created in God's image, we shine a light. Each time we act with loving kindness toward our neighbor, we shine a light. We act as followers in the footsteps of John, who in John's gospel, John is not John the Baptist, but John the Witness, the one who gives witness to Jesus, the one who points always toward Jesus, who is the light and the life of the world. Today, we read the story of Christmas according to John. There are no babies here. There are no mangers. There are no shepherds, no angels or magi following a star. Instead, John begins the story by telling us who Jesus is. The Word of God, God's intention, God's vision, God's hope for humanity, sent into the world in the body of a human. John tells us that this Word incarnate will be light for the world, and the darkness does not overcome the light. John tells us that this light incarnate shows us the very person of God. This is the one who makes the unseen God known to us. And what he makes known is grace upon grace, a new revelation of God's love for us, God's desire to be in relationship with us and give us abundant life. That is God's Christmas promise. Abundant life for all who are drawn to the Word made flesh, all who live in the light of God's Son, which is eternal life now and forever. Light that shines in the darkness of prejudice and fear, grief and anxiety, and shows us the way to be God's people, God's witnesses in the world. May we know that grace of God which gives us life and offer that grace to our neighbors near and far. May we know the light of Christ in our lives and shine that light in the dark places of the world around us. Amen.